We are joined here in the Media Center with the current number one qualifier in Funny Car, Courtney Forrest. Her pass of 3.873 seconds at 332.92 miles per hour during Q2 took her to the top of the class. Courtney, we've discussed your success with Z-Max and everything like that with two consecutive qualifier years. Talk about today and how it's helping build that momentum for a third year.
It's a great start to our season for sure. For the weekend for us for sure. It's to go, you know, Q1, go right out there, go to the top spot. Really proud of my guys. Karate and Hood, right out of the box to run that kind of a number. Obviously, going up for Q2, I think you can tell in the final quad, everybody was gunning for that top spot. So we pushed it hard. We went up in Shake and, you know, just kind of had a coast on down there. But luckily, we were able to hang on to it. The conditions are going to be really good tomorrow, too. So we'll see if we can hold on to it for another day. But still feels good to come out here to Z-Max Dragway, go four wide, and to be in that top spot at the start of the weekend.
Any questions from media?
Hi, Jay Warren, NC Pro Motor Group. Your father did report last weekend that you guys were hoping to test somewhere during the week prior to coming here. Were you able to, any of the teams able to achieve that?
We were not. It was pretty tight. When you go back-to-back races, it's a little difficult, too. I know they've all been in talks with, when they're going to test next and what they're going to do if they need it. But I think it's kind of based off of how things go this weekend. Our team in particular hasn't been talking about, making any test runs anytime soon. But you never know. Things change all the time. But I think so far with having, you know, that great pass that we had in Q1, I think we're doing okay right now. So we'll see if we can just keep the car running consistent and hope for a long weekend for Advanced Auto Parts team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Courtney, how much did your crew chiefs tell you about that second run so you could be prepared for either the greatest run or, you know, something that might be a struggle?
Well, they don't have to tell me. I'm well aware that it was going to be all or nothing. I mean, that's what you have to do out here, especially when you're already in the top spot. You know, you got nothing to lose, and you just lay it all down and lay it out there. So that's what we did. Obviously, a lot of other teams did that as well, and it didn't go, you know, our way. But we managed to hang on to the number one qualifying spot for Friday night. But, if you can just get it past that shake point, then you kind of are in the clear, and we weren't able to get past there. And it shook hard and had to get out. But, you know, that's a great thing about this sport. You know, you're either going to go to the top or it's going to be over easy or over quick and you'll know it. So, yeah, you definitely feel that shake. It rattles pretty hard in a 10,000 horsepower car right when you're launching off the line. So I knew very quickly it was over and I kind of listened and didn't hear any other cars going. So I knew everyone was kind of having the same experience as me. So that's what you got to do out here. When these conditions are this good, the track's this good, you just got to see what you can manage and see what you can put out there.
So we're going to bring Brittany Forrest on up here now. This is not the first time these two have sat here together in this position. Yes. They did this back in Topeka in 2016 when they were number one qualifiers together. So ladies, talk about this hasn't happened in 2 years. What's it like to come and sit in the Media Center together in the current top positions in each of your categories?
It's pretty exciting just to be able to share this with my sister. You know, every weekend, whether it's a great weekend or a bad weekend, she's right there for me, and I always lean on her. I go to her for advice, and just to be able to do this together is pretty special.
Yeah, same. I mean, it's a family sport for us. We love being out here with our family, and I got to watch her. I stood on the starting line and watched her make a killer run in her monster car, and I was like, I saw the number on the board and knew that she got that top spot. Obviously, we're hoping it'd be pretty cool if we could both hold on to it through tomorrow night, but there's a lot of great cars out here, a lot of great competition, so I was just really excited to see her make that pass, and we'll see if we can hang on.
We will do Brittany's interview separate afterwards, but if you have questions for the both of them, we'll take those at this time. Any questions from media? Alrighty, well, girls, we do wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah.